Victor Martinez and the Tigers play host to the Indians on Monday, and Detroit would jump on Trevor Bauer early, starting in the first with Nicholas Castellanos.
Drilled to center field. Ball hit well. Jackson is on the run. It's over his head up against the wall. Collins to third. They send him home, and he will score. Double and an RBI for Nick Castellanos. That ball driven toward the gap in left center field. It is hit well. That's going to go up against the wall. Score another run. Martinez will go to second with a double. Two nothing Tigers.
You have to love the approach of Castellanos and also Victor Martinez, a couple of veteran players that know that he's not really going to try to get inside on them. They both took fastballs at 93 miles an hour and hit them the opposite way for doubles. Outstanding plate appearances by both gentlemen.
Swinging a drive in the air to right field. That ball is hit well, way back, and that ball is gone. It's a three-run shot for Tyler Collins. Here's a wave and a miss. How about that? Ranking strikes out.
Great fastball there thrown by Daniel Norris. That's the first time he's been able to retire Michael Brantley.
Got him, strike three.
Do it, Daniel.
A 1-2-3 inning for Daniel Norris.
Yeah, but we thought it was going to be a pitcher's duel the last time they went up against one another. There were 15 runs scored in that game.
Jackson is gone via the strikeout.
Daniel Norris goes six innings. He allows just one run on five hits, and he strikes out eight. 7-1 Tigers is your final. Daniel Norris picks up his second win of 2017, and both of them have come against the Tribe. Victor Martinez goes 3-for-5 in the win. The Tigers have won back-to-back games on the heels of a four-game losing streak. Brad Ausmus sees his club get back over 500 at 13-12.
He did a nice job. You know, he went six, gave up one. I would still like to see him throw more strikes, get ahead of hitters when he is ahead of hitters, not lose the hitters. But he's got raw stuff, and the stuff can get him through it. So he did a nice job, one run, six innings. We'll take that every time. But we think there's a little bit more room before he hits his ceiling in terms of performance.
In the four games you've played them so far this year, you've outscored them 31-14. Anything different just with the approach and the way guys are working at bats and getting on base?
No, I mean, compared to last year, no, I can't really compare the two. It was ancient history, really, and we still got a lot of games against them. You know, it's nice that we've played well so far, but we got a lot of games against them.
Victor had the bump, then he went the other way in his other at-bat for a single as well. Is his approach now to take advantage of what they're giving him in that situation? Is that something you've talked about?
No, he I talked to him after the game today. He kind of looks like he did the last couple of years, where he's hitting the ball over the field. I think he got in a little bit of a pull mode for a while. And now, you know, he had the double to right center. He had the single the other way. He's kind of hitting the ball where they're pitching him, what they're giving him. He's taking advantage of it. So I thought a couple days ago he was starting to turn the corner. And I think, you know, I firmly expect that you're going to see Victor Martinez swing the bat a lot better.
Do you think tomorrow they decide to shift them again?
They probably will. I mean, truthfully, you're not that worried about Victor, generally speaking, on first base because he's not a steal threat. So my guess is they probably will.
What about Sanchez? I mean, how much did he need that outing? He was pretty good today.
That's as good as he's thrown, I think, since the season started. His velocity was up. He had a good finish on the fastball. He threw some good changeups. So that was a good outing.
What does that tell you about him, Brad, as far as the velocity being up and him being in that sort of rhythm and just being acclimated to the bullpen?
Well, a lot of times it is comfort with the bullpen. You know, as a starter, you're so regimented when you're pitching. You have your bullpen in between your starts. You throw a lot more pitches, a lot more innings, and a lot of times velocity is a little bit lower. In the bullpen, you have less usage. It's a little bit more sporadic, a little bit more random. But as a result of the minimal usage, a lot of times you get some arm strength back. So that could be the reason the velocity was up a little.
When you talk about Norris and looking for more out of him, the pitch count got high a little earlier. Are we thinking more along the walks, as far as walks go in that situation, or what else are you talking about looking for more out of him?
Well, we just, you know, walks have hurt us across the board, not just Daniel Norris. We, as a pitching staff, we need to do a better job of limiting walks. Occasionally there's a strategic walk, but we're way too high up on the Major League Baseball list of walks, and so we do need to do that. It's more about when you get ahead, staying ahead or getting quick outs. When you get two quick outs, not walking the third batter and allowing the inning to get extended, that's when your pitch count starts to go up.
Daniel Norris was given the early lead on Monday, and he knew what to do with it. The left-hander is now 2-2 for the season.
There's, I guess, some ups and downs. I think it kind of early in it, the second or third inning, it was hard for me to find the strike zone for a minute. I just kind of got away from what I've been working on last week. But a huge positive was making that adjustment and then getting back into it. So, you know, it just shows me I'm, you know, maturing a little bit as a pitcher and making adjustments on the fly.
Was that adjustment slowing yourself down a bit, keeping in that rhythm?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was just kind of missing on my keys there for a minute. So just keeping my arm behind and kind of started babying it. You know, we got out to a big lead, and I just wanted to get ahead of the batters, you know. And then so instead of just throwing strikes, I started thinking about throwing strikes, and that's kind of got me out of my rhythm. But I was able to get back into it.
How does that impact you as far as maybe leading to walks or things like that?
I'm sorry?
How does that impact you as far as maybe leading to walks and some of the trouble you had in as far as that goes?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. It was just, you know, I think all those walks kind of came in a spurt there. And, you know, once I made the adjustment, I was able to get back into filling up the zone.
How did it feel to have an early lead for you to work with here today?
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, this is a big series, and, you know, they've been playing well, and we came out and you know, really set the tone, so it was awesome.
Sorry to interrupt you today. You've been really successful against the Indians. I know they struggle some against left-handed pitching in general, but do you feel like that's a good matchup for you just overall?
Matchup or not, I think I finally, you know, kind of got back into a good rhythm tonight. It was the things I've been working on last week, I put them to use, and, you know, minus that one inning, I was able to execute what we had been working on, and that was ultimately what led to, you know, getting deeper into the game.
The slider was really good. Is that your kind of your out pitch today for the most part?
Yeah, I mean, slider, a few good changeups, some curveballs, fastball. I mean, yeah, everything felt pretty good.
So on a scale, you know, like, this was a little improvement, or do you think this was a good jump, a big jump
for
you?
This was a big jump for me, yeah, definitely.
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry?
Why do you say that?
I felt good, you know. I was able to make an in-game adjustment, and, you know, the past two games I wasn't able to do that. So today I did and got through six.
With the eight strikeouts, was there one pitch in particular you were leaning on for your out pitch tonight, or were there several that were working for you?
I think there were several. I was able to get strikeouts on a few different pitches, and, you know, just felt comfortable with everything.
I don't know if you were out there to see Victor lay down that bunt, but I'm wondering what you thought and the rest of the guys thought at that point in the game.
Yeah, I saw. That was awesome. I mean, that's doing what you got to do.
How much does that lift guys as far as just getting guys in a good mood and everything in the dugout when they see things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's part of the game, and we're definitely excited for him to get on and do that, beat the shift.
Victor Martinez records his second three-hit game of the season. The veteran has his season average up to .239.
I don't know. I saw Ramirez playing way over in shortstop, and, you know, I thought myself, if I put it there, I'd be safe. So
you're such a good hitter. How much confidence did you have in getting that down and executing in that situation right there?
Well, I wasn't really confident. You know, thank God that I got it down good, and I didn't get it back to Bauer.
When you start hitting the ball like you are now, you're hitting it to all fields. It looks like you're seeing it deeper. What's are you seeing the ball better? Or are you just feeling better, swinging better?
I guess.
All of the above.
I guess. I think I've been putting good at bats, you know, good swings. It's just a matter of finding holes, and, you know, like a lot of guys been doing it here. You know, I've been swinging the bat pretty decent, and, you know, stuff. You can't control what happened after you hit the baseball. So that's what I told them. You know, just focus on what we can control. Is just go out there and put good at bats, and just trying to be a tough out and see what happens.
You beat the shift again in the eighth inning after the bunt. I mean, do you think there will come a time, if you continue to do that, that teams will start playing you straight?
I don't care how they play me. I mean, that doesn't really affect my approach. I mean, I'm honestly just trying to hit the ball with his pitch. And
what was there a time in your career that you thought to yourself, like, I wonder if I'm ever going to lay down a bunt single?
I don't know, today, I think.
Victor, just overall, what did you see in Trevor today? He obviously didn't seem like he had it there from the beginning, but what did you see as a hitter?
Well, we used to get advantage. You know, he was a little wild, and then when he was trying to throw strike, I think we were ready for it and put good sweetness, and I think that was it.
As far as Daniel getting an early lead, Collins broke it up with that three-run homer to give you guys a little bit of a lead there. What kind of a difference did that make in the game and for Daniel especially?
Well, I think it was huge. You know, give a lot more confidence to Daniel to, you know, to go after those hitters a lot more than And TC's been swinging the bat great. You know, he really put the game open with a three-run homer.
Daniel said what he's trying to do right now is slow himself down at certain times in the game. I know you're not a pitcher, but even as a hitter and a young guy in the game, was there ever a point like that in your career where you had to slow things down for yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, early in my career, thank God I was able to do that. And, you know, even the nowadays they're trying to speed the game up, and, you know, we were taught to slow the game down. Now it's different, but, you know, it's big. I mean, when you go out there and, you know, the game speed up on you, you have to, you know, be careful and just trying to slow it down.
Yeah, what worked for you as far as slowing things down for yourself?
I don't know.
More at bats, more experience. Is that what does it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Victor, I know it's just May 1st, but can you put a value to beating teams in the division like this, specifically the Indians' early season success?
It's always good when you win, man. No matter if it's in April, May, it's always good when you win. And like you say, especially when you play the team within your division. No matter what, if it's in April or in September, no matter.
Baseball's a funny game. The last time that Kluber and Verlander got together, they gave up 15 earned runs combined. What do you think we might see tomorrow?
I don't know. I hope we see a lot of games on this side. I mean, a lot of runs on this side and no many on the other side.
The Tigers will try to make it 3 in a row on Tuesday when Justin Verlander takes the mound in Detroit.